when you get the milk in.
I've had my milking thing and my milk bucket. Mm-hmm. Go out there and sit under there and get the milk out the bag.
Is it a metal bucket or?
It's a metal bucket. It's a bucket like of that kind of a stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just milk my cow and strain my milk away and cream riders on it. I skim it all, put it in my churn, the old dash it up and down until I chew in my bottle.
Yeah. You keep thick sour milk around there, any?
Sour milk.
Thick sour milk, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Clabber?
Clabber. And there's the white lady, you may know her, Ms. She sends you every week. She's a fine man. Do you know Ms.?
No, ma'am, I don't know her. But go ahead with your story.
Or,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know Ms.
I know. Anybody ought to know her.
Yeah.
Or, she sends Emmett Hayes here once every week and gets a gallon of clabber milk. But I don't send it clabber milk because it go to Hay when it gets there. Where I do, if Emmett come, you see, I keep my milk up in the icebox and just let it sour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just send her Blue Jones. When it gets to her, it's nice looking like jelly. And she gets that once every week and she just drinks that. The doctor put on drinking clabber.
Yeah. You ever make anything out of clabber?
Well, now, I used to make curd, but I don't do it now.
Yeah.
It's good too, you see. You turn in and put it in a thin piece and hang it up and let all the water drip out.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you turn around and put, put your cream in it, your nutmeg, and your sugar in it. And it's ready for the eat. It's good too.
Yeah. Well, tell me some more about what the land was like when you were younger. We were talking all
about. Oh, we used to have high water every year over the land. And we would have to get up on the scaffold and put the cattle and things on the scaffold. And sometime the water would stay up a month and a half. And when the water go back, they'd take the cotton seed and smear it in the, and just take a hoe, you know, throw it down, and then take your hoe and smear it in the mud until you got your crop planted. And you make good crops behind the rent. And for boll weevils, way back then, there wasn't no such thing as a boll weevil. And we'd make cotton. I used to love to pick cotton. I'd go up on the scaffold and milk my cow. I had a place to put my calves and separate them from the cows and go get in my boat and paddle out and milk the cows and churn just like I was on the ground till the water went back.
Yeah.
And you know, we used to, you know, hardly ever buy any soap no more to wash your Sunday clothes with. They'd turn in and make a lye hopper, fix a lye hopper, and when you take the ashes up out the hay, you take those ashes and put it in that bowl, and when it got stayed there a certain time, then you turn in and pour water on that hopper, on that